Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees.
Oh, nobody wants to talk to you, Phil. WDD.
Oh, I'm probably just looking at the back side of their eyelids right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it this morning. I'm not sure if you're heading there or not. Got too many promises. I'll be so happy when we get rid of the second house.
happy with you. What if you have a second house or something like that? No, thank you.
We got married in September. She had her house. I had my house. And now we have two houses.
Yeah, that's common. So who's the keeping, yours or hers?
At the moment, we're keeping mine, and then we're going to get one together. So, as things happen, it's not as messy.
Yeah, that's good. As long as you combine the assets from two houses, you can move up. Moving on up to the east side. Oh, you're already in the east side.
Yeah, I don't know if we necessarily would want a bigger house. That's probably not the case. We would probably want a nicer neighborhood, though, but I guess we can't have one without the other.
Yeah, that can be the truth, unless you find an area that hasn't been developed yet. Sometimes you see neighborhoods with small houses and stuff like that, and so the lot becomes available and somebody builds a monstrosity. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts, then it becomes gentrified. And then the people who have been living there forever can't afford to live there and have to move out.
Yeah, well, what's starting to happen in ours is the second generation of owners are starting to move in. You know, just like any progression of anything else. It was a brand new shiny subdivision 20-some years ago. And now they start selling, moving different places, what have you. And then the next generation of people move in, and they don't seem to care as much. And I'm talking globally, I'm not talking any particular anything, but the second, third owners don't seem to care as much about the house as like the first owners did. You know, the grass isn't as pretty, the fertilizer guy doesn't show up, you know, it doesn't get painted every 5-10 years, you know, things like that start to happen. And so it's at that flipping stage right now. And I think it's time for me to be one of the flippies.
Yeah, well, you know, the neighborhood I live in is like the opposite. It's multiple generations have lived in the same house, and a lot of women, they keep improving it, making it even better. So it's really unique.
Well, dude, don't move, because that's my, in the world according to Morley, that's more of the exception than the rule. Maybe it's an East Side thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, our city used to be a cottage community, you know. And then things, you know, especially along the lake, the cottages went down, the bigger houses went up. But, I mean, like our neighbor across the street has lived, and I think, you know, and this is not uncommon, she's with her husband before he passed, has lived in this house for like 60 years or more. And like I said, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, there's one strip over there. Well, you're on the water too, right? You know, water community. I think that tends to be a little bit different.
Yeah, I think so. It's a close community. It's small. I mean, there's only like, I think, 775 homes roughly in the whole city.
Yeah, there's a section like that over in Ira Township, because like I can walk to St. Clair County. All I have to do is go cross County Line Road, and I'm in St. Clair County. But the there's in Ira Township, there's a long stretch back there, the one that takes you back to the by the Island Grill. I don't know if sure if you know the area or not, but that's the same thing. That whole road is generation after generation after generation of the same people. You know, river on one side, big lake on the other, boathouse on one side of the road, lake house on the other side of the road, you know. I mean, year-round lake house, not cottages type things. So, yeah, I'm familiar with that type of community.
And the interesting thing is the whole family's going to live there. I know probably at least three people whose other relatives live in the city also, in different parts of the city. Some of the one right next to us is living right on the other side of her, is her sister. So, you know, that's also not uncommon. A lot of, I've talked to people who moved away as children and have come back. Moved back in to being, you know, near the grandma and the grandpa and everything else. So we really like it. I mean, it's like a city, like a place like we've never lived before.
Yeah, well, I grew up on the west side of the state, you know, and I always thought that I was going to go back, you know, get near retirement age, which I am. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go back there. But the kids had kids, and all over here, their whole life is over here. That's all they know. So, you know, and if I go over there, it's like, nah. And then the idea of, you know, okay, I want to go to Myers. I could be there and back in 15, 20 minutes. You know, like over there, if you wanted to go to Myers, the closest one is like 22, 25 miles away. You know, the more I get, I think I'm probably going to finish out the world on the side of the state. And then, you know, you have all the friends and all the stuff and everything else like that. The other thing, it's, you know, put in perspective, you throw your radio call out on ham radio frequencies over there, and nobody answers you, because there really isn't anybody. What, one repeater, I think?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So did you pull the plug on that radio, or, I forgot what it's called already.
Yes, I did. The guy gave me another 10% off of it and everything else like that. And I got my bonus check, and it was okay. And I thought, you know what? I never really bought anything really big and nice for just myself, so I did. So we shall see. I mean, I researched the heck out of the company, and it doesn't look like much, but the reviews on it are fantastic. You know, I asked AI what they thought of the company, and they called them a Gold Star Platinum dealer or what have you, and everything else. So I thought, okay. And then he told me that he had a significant municipal order for the same type of radios, and he could just piggyback mine off there, and he'd give me another 10 points. And I said, all right, yeah, let's go ahead for it. So one of two things are going to happen. I'm either going to be really, really happy or really, really bummed, but we shall see. He said between 2 and 8 weeks, he says with Kate, he said you just never know. So I did. And I got it I can do two bands at one time, and I can change them. You know, the license key is like, you can either do one, get one license key for one band, you can get one license key for two bands, one license key for four bands. You know, which is kind of funny because I don't need the third band, which is 7-800, but if you wanted the 900, you'd have to buy the 7-800. So, but I mean, or you could use, you know, VHF and 900, or UHF and VHF, or VHF and 900. And you just push in another code plug. It's just how many will the radio allow you to push into it at one time. That's what the difference is. So, and then, of course, the, you know, analog, digital, that's included anyways, unless you want P25 trunking, and there's an extra charge for that. I'll never need that either.
Okay, is that a remote pad?
Try it again, bud. WABD.
Yeah, I'm on the FBI now. Am I not making it?
No, you're good. I just have to study to listen to you. I'm not very good at studying. I'm more of a casual listener, but go ahead, say it again.
Yeah, does it have a remote head, or is that not?
Yeah, you can order it three ways, and he said that's a relatively inexpensive jump. You can order it with just the handheld. You know, with the cable, throw the thing in the trunk, and then just run the cable to the front, and then just have everything in your microphone, so it kind of works like a handy talkie. You can do it with a remote head, or you can do it with a head mounted on the radio. And he told me, he said the difference between all three of them is maybe $150.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I was listening to the FBI, and it just went off the air. That's the second time that's happened. I don't know if I'm still making it online.
You got
P25
with you?
Yeah, I'll go over there
and
maybe
here. That'll be a meeting. Where are we going? To the powerhouse in the sky, P25, in beautiful downtown Warren.
I know the end of my P25 radio is.
I thought you were always supposed to have it with you. It's part of the job.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70.
You could always go to TJ's machine. That's the badass backup.
Hey, that's an idea. Hey, Phil, you still here? Let me go bring him back. Okay, he says if you talk on this one, he'll find us. Now, how he can discriminate that, I don't know. Alright, Sean, where'd you go?
Oh, here. I was just talking to a couple of guys in the parking lot here.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I asked him. I says, he got TJ's, and he goes, yeah, but I just don't know where it is. And I says, well, find it. So I says, Sean was a bad boy today. He didn't bring his work radio with him. What if there's a catastrophe?
Maybe he's here. There he is.
What happened to Warren?
I don't know. Is that the next transmission? You jumped the gun.
I waited a bit. Nothing happened. Fine. The second time that's happened.
Well, the repeater didn't die. It was, I'm guessing, the network. So, I had water in the connector, and the PoE connector went bad.
No, it was, I was on the FBI, and then it was gone. There was nothing there.
All right, whatever. Get back to the, is it a remote head? We're explaining all that when the repeater's gone. Shut up.
Okay, yeah, you can get it either way. You can get it remote head, you can get it head mounted on, or you can get the handheld microphone like you've got with your radio in your car where all the controls are. And the guy said it's only like $150 between the highest of, you know, any option you want. He says they don't really try to take advantage of you on that. They do elsewhere, I'm sure, but, you know, if you want handheld, what's the handy talking looking microphone, it's like $150 more for everything you need to make it work, and then you just throw your radio in the back seat or the trunk or wherever you want it. So that option they don't get you too bad for. The option that they get you for is the trunking and all four at the same time. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, yeah, that's amazing what they get you for. I mean, the issue at work yesterday, they want to, there's an agency that wants to have a mobile radio that they can transport from vehicle to vehicle, and they want to use, with cellular bug and stuff like that, at full power, it's going too much current. So, and then there's the choice of high power at 35 watts or low power at 3 watts, and they worry that 3 isn't enough for when they go, like, inside buildings and such. So there's an option to set the power level at whatever you want. Like, 15 watts would be great. Well, they charge, like, over $200 a radio for that option. That's absurd. That's just insane. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when you start getting into flash upgradable options, clearly the technology is completely in the radio. It costs them nothing. Like, for instance, you know, on a Motorola radio, one option is, a front panel programming or whatever, let's just say. And, you know, if you want to get that, that's, you know, $375, something like that. But it's in there. It's all you're doing is just, you know, so clearly they're making a business model decision about how they want to make money. And, you know, and I think they're being penny-wise, pound foolish or something. I don't know what's going on, you know, with their thoughts on all that. Motorola in particular bothers me because ordering encryption is a multi-step thing. You know, not only do you have to get the right, you know, encryption capability, but then you got to pay separately for each of the possible algorithms. Then you got to pay for a thing called multi-key, which gets forgotten all the time, so that you can do two different keys or two different codes. This whole bunch of stuff with potential to screw up, and each one has a cost. Just make encryption, you know, figure out a good price for encryption and make it all or nothing. You want encryption or not. You know, it's like... Well, we want people to have the option to pull off, you know, this stuff and get cheaper. See, they'll do it that way. So that's, we're not adding on. We're giving you the option to save $150 or $200 by not having that. Because if you don't need that power thing, why should you pay the extra $200? Yeah, that's great, but it's an arbitrary thing you made up.
Okay, I mean, 7th EST's in here. I'll be listening.
Anyhow, I digress.
No, it's crazy, some of the options that, and I would, you know, just in the ones that I got, you know, it has its name list. You know, I found the brochure, okay, and then, of course, the list is 5 pages long. And I said to the guy, I said, look, are any of these things here, I told him what I was using it for, mostly recreation, some ARPC, you know, your vomit, things like that. I told him, I said, my guess is it will never, ever go to 800. You know, I told him everything else. I said, I just want to make sure that I have everything here that I'm going to need and find out, like, later, oh, you should have bought the DMR 13.5 key or something like that. You know, me, I said, I don't want any, you know, any stories. I said, you know, and I was nice to him, you know, I get kind of upset when all of a sudden I find out, oh, you need to buy this key, and it's another blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's the same thing. So I think they all do the same business model. You can't just get one that does, you know, most of it. So, like, okay, here's the police package, you know, and it's this much more money. And here's the fire department package, and it's this much more money. And, you know, and here's the, what do they call it, phase two, and it's this much more money. You know what I'm saying? No, they got to put every little piece part in there and make it, you know, it's crazy. You know, like OTR, over-the-air programming or something like that. Now, generically, I ask you, have you ever had to do that, Sean, and all the money that has been spent on that, have you ever had to push anything over the
There's two different things. There's OTAP and OTAR. OTAR is over the air reading, and OTAP is over the air programming. And we are moving towards both of those things. I'm probably going to make sure that all my radios, fleet management, especially over the air reading. I know TJ's folks do it all the time because they roll CDs frequently. And it would be just a nightmare if they had to pull an entire fleet in nationwide to roll keys. So they have over-the-air routine. And then over-the-air programming is becoming more of a thing as well, and that's becoming more of an upgrade to radios. Deliberately don't do, or not deliberately, but we, by necessity, don't do small changes on radio. So the radio will run around with a lot of little items that need fixing, like a hospital talk group name change or something. You know, they went from Ascension to 3-4 or something like that. Although we're working on eliminating that. You know, but the fire department will run around and say, we're not paying to have our radios all touched. So we'll just run around the way it is. We can still talk in on the old name, right? Of course you can. So there's all these little, like, maintenance things that need to be done. If you had over-the-air programming, You just correct it, push it out to all the radios, and it looks like it'd be easy. So those things are absolutely coming in the LMR public safety world. I don't know about LMR so much, generally, but public safety for sure. Would you ever need it? No. You know, it's nothing that I would pay for personally or I would recommend you get at all.
I'm back, KB Pure. The floor is yours, WD.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be where I'm working now. I'm discovering all this stuff that's just crazy. What you're saying is, why don't you just have a fixed price and say that's it? And, you know, like, they're gouging. There's no question about it because they can get away with it. That's the only reason. But it is crazy. I mean, to just change power level. I mean, I can understand encryption and, you know, even license for the P25 and the different modes, but power level? Give me a break, Sean.
Right, of course, I'll say, well, we were just trying to find a way to give someone a discount that didn't need that. You know, and again, that doesn't wash because you don't need to charge it no matter what. It just should be standard, right?
Was still, you know, a few bucks, but it was far cheaper than
if I would have bought one just like it, like commercial. Like, I looked up that BP one that he talked about, Sean. That thing was $8,000 for, you know, all the stuff. $1,500 for each one of the codecs or whatever you want to call it, you know, P25, DMR. Each one of those is $1,500 on a web page that I found. Phil, go ahead. Maybe.
Yeah, like you hit the nail on the head that people don't know what things cost, and that's why things get out of hand. I've been a big proponent of saying we shouldn't be taking taxes out of people's paychecks every week. We should be, everybody should have to pay all their taxes that they owe on April 15th. And then have the election on April 16th. That's my view. And I'm pulling in to the place, ABPR.
Oh, look at this Yahoo coming in the big truck.
Look out, make room.
All right, Wally. Bill's here. I'm here. We're going in. Jack, are you out here on your way? Save a spot for you.
All right. I'm rolling right now, and I'm on 16 Mile. Catch you shortly. KFADIC.
All righty. All right, Wally, we'll catch you. Phil and I are here. We're going to get inside here.
Very good. Okay, you guys will all be good. Jack, we're going to dock your pay for being late. So keep your eye on the skies tonight, guys. We got like a level 2 possibility. It's supposed to get hot, ugly, and more storms. So about 6 o'clock, they say it's going to get exciting again. So you guys will all be good. Jack, you drive careful. Pleasure talking to you. Going to miss you this time. So, and I got to go start helping move boxes or go grab a trailer or something. I'm not sure what she hasn't planned. You guys be good. God, your duty.
It ain't Billy's deal.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Updated weather. Air quality alert. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees.
WD8KLL, KF8DRC. KF8DRC, clear. WD8KLL, KF8DRC.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 85 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees.
How's this any better? All right, I just reconnected the Central Michigan MI-1 network. I think, I believe most of MICON's not running. Is it anybody out there in CMN land? All right, no, I don't believe so. Yep. Hey, how you doing? All connected back up. All right, I'm decimated, guys. I'm going to clear out and deal with this friggin' flat tire, so I'll catch everyone later on ADBF.
All right, take care, Dakota. I'll talk to you later on. KATMR.
All right, catch everybody later. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. I got to go out and got some stuff I got to take care of around the yard while the weather is back to normal. WAFU.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 83 degrees.
NAPDF.
N8HLY, N8HLY from N8ASD.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 86 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 86 degrees.
KF8S, KF8S from W8EAP.
Good Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees.
KF8S. KF8S from WATAP.
Hopefully this is okay, but good evening from Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Charlie Romeo. Keep it RCR, Ryan listening.
DH, KLL, KFA, TRC. KFA, TRC, clear.
KFA, DRC, KAWOJ.
Go ahead, WOJ, how are you doing today?
W8X.
Hey, Jack, I'm doing good. I heard you in there, Chris. How about you? I'll send it over to Chris, and then you can send it back over to Jack, please.
Well, it's good to hear you on the air, sir. I understand you underwent, you went under the knife. I hope that new face they gave you, it's going to get you lots of girls. Hi. And over to the other guy, I didn't get his name or call. My name is Chris, Charlie Hotel Romeo, India Sierra, or can ham radio interrupt sex, have stereos. I'm WI8X, Whiskey India 8X. Go ahead.
KF8TRC, Jack. So how you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. I slept most of the day away, and I just had breakfast an hour ago. I ruined the weekend somehow. I didn't turn the air conditioner on early in the morning like I should have. I turned it on a couple, 3-4 hours ago, but yeah, it's, but it took the edge off the heat. I'm not even sure what the temperature is, but that thunderstorm made it a little nasty this morning with the added humidity. Rick?
Yeah, Jack, you're sounding awful loud and clear there. I got a feeling you might be out visiting us at the lake today. And Chris, yeah, I was last 10 days or so, I spent 4 or 5 days in one hospital and then 4 or 5 days in another one. but I'm still kicking. Jack, go ahead. KEAWOJ. Chris, yeah, I know what you're saying. I didn't go to the lake, but I'm here at home. And I was driving for a little bit, and I just got home. And good to hear you out there, and good talking to both of you. Chris, too, I believe. And I forgot the other gentleman's name. You know, when you're driving, it's something different, you know. You're looking at, you know, people driving the way they want to drive and all that, especially on Saturday, too. All right, good talking to you, both of you. And you guys have a good day. And don't worry about it. Just wake up. We always do that. Take care, guys. KF8DRC.
Oh, new licensee. Oh, okay. I'm an old licensee. In September, I'll be a ham for 40 years. Yeah. 40 years. I can almost remember everything I did from the beginning. Oh, well. Oh, it's 84 outside, but it feels like 91. Which means, oh, the air quality is not bad. I could go outside and maybe take a walk. Yesterday, the air quality index was high, and it was not good for my breathing, so I decided not to go outside at all. But nice to meet you. And you ever hear us in here, feel free to, you know, give us a call. I scan everything. I don't get it to, but I do get into this one, and I'm mostly on the Northville repeater, 443-100. Over to you, Rick, WI8X.
Yeah, 7-3, Jack, have a good day, and we'll catch you down the road. And Chris, I'm kind of curious, what repeater are you coming in on?
The Detroit repeater, 442-175, with 123 hertz tone.
Oh, okay, KC8LTS there. I'm over on the West Bloomfield repeater. There's a bunch of linked repeaters in this little system there. It's a real nice system.
What's the West Bloomfield repeater?
WB8ARC, I believe it's 442.5.
Oh, that's Phil's machine, okay. Yeah, can't remember Phil's new call. I remember his old call, WB at NXP. Now he's NARS? No. PR. No. Yeah, PR. PR. Maybe it's a W. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's like getting old, don't it?
Yeah, when he had that on, he had it on a tall building. Like, if you were, like, at 9 Mile in Beach Daily and looked straight north, you'd see the building that the repeater was on. And he used to have an IRLP node on that machine, and I used to talk all over the United States on that thing. I used to talk and get into the East Coast reflector, which we hear every day now on the GM repeater. And I'd also get into the Las Vegas reflector in Nevada, in Las Vegas. And I used to have a skit with a guy in Australia every night. I was on afternoons at the time. I'd get off at 11 o'clock at night, and by 11:15, when I'm pulling out of the driveway of work, I would fire up the ILP node, point it in the direction of Nevada, and I would have this QSO with the guy in Australia. And the weird part about the whole thing was, it was 11:15 here on a Thursday, but it was already Friday afternoon in Australia. The guy was picking up his grandkids from kindergarten or something like that, first grade. And I just said, now that internet makes a whole lot of sense. So it was already the next day. It was already Friday afternoon over there, and it was Thursday evening over here.
Yeah, I used to enjoy talking to a farmer in New Zealand on Echolink there. That was kind of fun. But these, the West Bloomfield and the FBI repeaters, they all have All-Star nodes also. I got a clear node supposed to be delivered Monday.
I'm going to have to get on All-Star. Yeah, that seems to be fun. There's an All-Star node on the Northville machine. It's like one of the members of the radar group. He comes in there on All-Star, and he sounds like a local. He used to live in Westland. Now he lives up in Indian River, Michigan. When he calls in on All-Star, he sounds like a local. And I don't know, I'm sure you know Robert, KD8ZER. Robert drives out to Marshall, Michigan every day with a trailer, drops a trailer, and waits for a guy to come from Chicago to the same point. They switch trailers, and then Robert brings his trailer from Chicago to Romulus,
to the trucking depot there. And that guy takes Robert's trailer and goes back to Chicago. And while Robert's sitting there in Marshall, Michigan, which is just a little bit east of Kalamazoo, almost, well, it's 100 miles away, he comes in and he sounds like he's in town, like he's local.
Oh, yeah, I know, Robert. That guy cost me about $300-$400 when my 991 Atrocity was down there. He got a brand new FTM 300D mobile, and man, that thing sounded so good. I thought, I got to have one. So I got one now. And yeah, I've got a ZumSpot Elite hotspot, you know, but it's digital only. And that's one thing I like about the All-Star is you can use an analog HT and still go, you know, YSF or GMR or P25 or whatever you want. So anyway, I'm gonna I don't know anything about it. I got a lot of learning to do. So, but it was just gnawing at me. So I got to have one, you know. So anyway, I got one ordered while I was in the hospital. I was bored to death one night.
W8X, yeah, that'd be fun. I got a Raspberry Pi 3 here, with a couple, two antennas on it, or hats as they call them, and it does everything. It does POCSAG. Nobody does POCSAG. Even when I first got into digital, POCSAG was out there, and nobody was getting into it. But this one will do all of the digital codecs. It'll do D-Star, which is what I got it set up for now. I feed it with my 5 watts coming out of my 5100, and I go all over the world with that thing, you know, in the hotspot mode. I'm talking to the Pi-Star. Pi-Star is talking to the Wi-Fi, and, well, the world is my playground. But it'll also do All-Star and DMR and NXDN and Yaesu System Fusion, stuff like that. Although I can get on the Yaesu Fusion via 106 Alpha on D-Star is that Eastern Michigan link, where you've got it's a multi digital codec hub. I could talk to you. You would be on YSF. I would be on D-Star, and we would be hearing each other like we are here on FM, on analog FM. And it's like that for DMR and all the other codecs that are out there. Everybody, you know, it's an interoperability hub. That's what they call it. So, you know, one digital codec can talk to the other and vice versa. And we all sound like we're on analog FM when actually we're all in whatever mode that we come in on.
Yeah, I believe the East Coast Reflector is the same way. It's just a whole hodgepodge of codecs coming in there, and they all sound pretty good. I never could, that ZumSpot's supposed to be able to do like YSF to DMR and all the other stuff, and I never could get it to work right. But, and then I got thinking, well, why do I want to? I mean, it's strictly digital, and the only radio I got, well, I've got that 70D, Yaesu 70D, I've got that to use with that hotspot, so I haven't really fought with it to get any of the other modes working on it. It's going to be enough. The older I get, the thicker my skull gets. You know, I'm starting to believe that there's ear-to-ear bone in there, you know, so I don't learn as well as I used to. KEAWOJ.
KEAWOJ, WIFS. Yeah, I hear you. I don't like getting old either. Things are breaking down that never broke down before, and you know, if I'm out walking, I'm doing fine. If I sit down for an hour, I stand up again, it's like I just woke up. I got to start, you know, I have to walk with a cane or with a walker, because if I walk without, if I walk without the cane or the walker, I look like I'm drunk, and I may be stone sober, you know, and but I can't take a chance on falling down, because I had a problem back in the early 2000s. I had a blood clot problem, and so falling down and getting a bruise is risky business for me. I can't take the chance. So I'm on blood thinners for the rest of my life, but that'll keep me from, you know, hopefully will keep me from getting a blood clot.
Yeah, Roger that. I've been bouncing around between buying this All-Star Node or an extra barrel for one of my rifles here for a couple of months now. And I was sitting in the hospital going, who am I kidding? You know, I'm not going to be able to get out and hunt anymore. I can barely get to the range. And, the handicapped parking there is right next to the firing range. I don't have to go very far. So I thought, well, I guess I could use the node more than the extra rifle barrel. And, yeah, I know what you mean. I got blood thinners, too. And, I got a cat that's, he's a rowdy little, rowdy little rebel. I call him Rambo. And he extracts more blood from me every day than the hospitals did. go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, reminds me of this place I went to on, it used to be called Botsford. Now it's called Beaumont Corwell, I think it's called now. I went there one day, I was seeing this one doctor who was a blood doctor. We're going to take some blood from you. I went, okay, fine. And mostly when the doctor says they're going to take blood from me, they take 3 vials. This guy took 7. I went, my God. I said, I'm down a quart. He goes, that's all you got in your body is a quart. He goes, I didn't take any more than maybe 4 or 5 ounces. I went, that's more than I intended to give. He goes, don't worry. We got you some orange juice and some cookies, right? Then he finds out, they're all out of cookies, they're all out of orange juice. I ended up getting water. I was dizzy. I literally sauntered out to my vehicle and drove in the right lane at a lower speed. Surprised I didn't get pulled over, but hey, at least I got home. I think I stopped on the way and got something to eat to build up the strength, but man... And then, you know, now that I'm on the blood thinner, you know, that's not cool either, because I got a feeling they ended up taking more blood just to be able to analyze it. Thank God he only did that once. The next time I went in, he took 3 vials. I said, these tubes look bigger than the last ones. What are you getting, 3 times as much in these? He's laughing. He goes, God, he goes, what a baby. I went, well, I says, if I only got a quart of blood, I don't want to give up any of it. Over. WIDX.
Yeah, I went over to one hospital there and with heart attacks going on, and they did a procedure. They went up, and I guess one of the quad bypasses got 95% blocked, so they kind of went up there and cleared it out. But after the procedure, I started coughing up blood out of my lungs, kind of thing. That wasn't good. And they kind of freaked out when I told them, you know, I'm coughing up and spitting blood out of my lungs, kind of thing. And they sent me home. They were going to keep me a couple more days to make sure I was okay. And they almost immediately sent me home, which kind of really ticked me off and kind of told me, you know, something's wrong when they heard I was coughing up blood in my lungs from a heart procedure, you know. So I was home for about a day and still have more heart attacks. I was worse than when I went in there. So I said, I'm going to quit screwing around with these hospitals around here. And I got my niece to drive me over to U of M. So I spent another 5 days in there. and they must have took a quart or more out of me for sure between the two of them. KEAWOJ.
Yeah, it seems like that, but the body only has a quart or less in it. But, yeah, it's scary, though, you know. I've never had that problem of coughing it up. I remember one day a butterfly came off and it was squirting right out of the needle. Oh, God. It scared the hell out of me. And a nurse was working on the guy next to me. She goes, I'll be right back. Takes off her gloves, put on a new set of gloves, came over, attended to me, and then took her gloves off, put new gloves on, went back to him, and then she came back over to me. Oh, God, it was scary. And he was laughing about it. He goes, man, I see a lot of weird things. I says, yeah, this is weird. This is weird because this has never happened before. I just happened to move my arm a certain way, and the tube came off, and, ugh, what a mess I made. Then they sent a couple of nurses in to clean up, you know, change the linen on the bed, and I had to stand in it was on a scale, I think. And the girl was giving me a sponge bath and that, and it was funny. It just drove her crazy, and they changed the linens on the bed, and they made sure all of my plumbing, so to speak, all of the tubes going in and out of me were right, and then I climbed back in the bed, and I was good for the next 2 or 3 days until they sent me home, but yeah, that scared the heck out of me. I can't remember why. He was there for a transfusion or something, and they had a couple of bags of blood hanging from IV, and he was getting it through an IV. And I had an IV, but my IV was heparin, you know, blood thinner. And so they automatically put me on the heparin just to put, you know, that way I don't have to take the oral blood thinner, so to speak. You know, this way they pump it in. They don't have to worry about anything. But, I haven't been in a hospital in 12 years, and I'm glad of it. I must be doing something right. WIX. Over.
Well, I know we're getting old, and all we got to talk about is our hospital visits. Oh, my. Oh, well, what are you going to do, right? Yeah, you know, I had some pretty good-looking nurses there, and I had 2 or 3 of them fussing over me for something. I can't remember what it was. And I said, you know, normally most of my life I'd have been pretty happy having 3 hot ladies fussing over me. But right now I'd just soon be home with my cat.
Oh, wait a minute. You'd rather be with a cat? Okay. I had 1 ugly nurse and 2 really gorgeous ones, and I especially loved it when the gorgeous ones walked in the room. They didn't have to say anything. They didn't have to listen to me. All they had to do was smile, and I was happy. And they're like, okay. You know, and she goes, well, we're going to take some blood from you. Well, sure, take as much as you want. And then I said, wait a minute, why did I say that? It's amazing what you do for a pretty face, but, oh, well. Me, I'm allergic to cats. Some cats, I should say. My sister has 2 cats. Remember going to her house out in Ann Arbor, and cats are crawling all over me. I'm petting the cats, and I made the mistake of touching my face, and my face swelled up like a balloon. Oh, my God. My mom said, what's the matter with your face? I went to the bathroom, and went, oh, my God. And it turned out to be the dander. Now, my other sister had 2 cats. They crawl all over me. I play with the cats and nothing. So it depends on the cat. It depends on these 2 cats my sister Emily had were calicos, and apparently I'm allergic to calicos. Or
yeah, well, that was kind of my point with the hot nurse. I don't think hot nurses ought to be allowed to work in the cardiac area. It's every time they walk in, it's sort of like having a stress test all over again. Kind of works the old heart there. But anyway, Chris, I'm going to get on out of here. I don't want to tie this one up because it's linked all the way up into Saginaw and Bay City and stuff. And It'd be different if we were on a standalone where we were the only ones there, but I don't want to tie this one up a whole lot. So appreciate you calling there, and hey, you hear me out here? I was, you know, I've been off for a week or two, almost 2 weeks, I guess, but I'm back anyway, so great. I have a good one, and we'll catch you later. K-8-W-O-J.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I heard you. I just got to say hi to him. I haven't heard him in a long time. So, actually, I got on here looking for KC8LTS. KC8LTS from WI8X. Do you copy? KC8LTS. Kilowatt Charlie 8 loves the snow. This is WI8X, Redford Township, Michigan. I'm an old friend, buddy. TJ, are you there? KC and LTS, this is WI8X, formerly N8FZT. Darn, I lost his phone number too. I should have called him. Catch WI8X and be clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours, partly sunny, 83 degrees.
W8FU.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 75 degrees.